welcome to Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. Today we have two students who will be in the upcoming 12th Night performance. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Joy Ross. I am a senior BFA acting major, and I am playing Viola in Dobbins Conservatory's production of 12th Night.
Hi, my name's Abby Van Pelt. I'm a junior BFA musical theater major, and I'm playing Olivia in our production of 12th Night.
Okay, perfect. And so the question I'd love to start up with is, what was this creative process like? What was it like putting this show together?
It was a lot of fun. Doing Shakespeare is definitely daunting and challenging, but having the creative team that we have and the cast that we have, I really feel like we've all uplifted each other and given each other the space and the time to live in these characters and explore them to their fullest extent.
This is my first Shakespeare production, and I found myself relying on people like Joy, who have a little bit more experience than I do, just for any helpful tips and tricks. Found myself relying on the cast and the other students more than I have even the directors or professors in a usual production. They're so knowledgeable already, some of the older students. So it's been a really great collaborative process.
Awesome. I love the community that happens on River Campus. It's so very tight-knit and collaborative.
There's nothing like it. It's really, really beautiful.
Now, could you tell me a little bit about the story and your characters in particular?
Yeah. So 12th Night is one of Shakespeare's greatest comedies. It has mistaken identities in it, drunken parties, pranks that are taken a little too far. It has really real grief and lust and unrequited love that is yearning and wanting to be something more. So Tim Nicolai, our director, really wanted to set Illyria, where 12th Night takes place, in a sort of 1940s France era. We wanted the setting to feel incredibly romantic. Orsino, the Duke of Illyria, his mind and all of his passions are flooding out into the scenery. And when I first saw it, I thought it was so, so enchanting.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best ways to describe our production is enchantment. It's fantastical. It's very whimsy and a fresh take. All of our media and press is very flowers and just beautiful, bright colors. And that's what we're trying to bring to the show as well, a really fresh perspective and take on such a long story that's been told for hundreds of years. So,
We also have a lot of live music woven in. So we have 30 minutes of pre-show music just to immerse people into this world. So I would definitely recommend anybody who wants to come, please come early because we have lots of wonderful music for you to enjoy.
Yes. Ah, that's incredible. I've seen some of the promotions and it's giving Rococo, it's giving elegance.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. What has your creative processes in particular been getting your characters ready?
I have definitely had to try to find a lot of ins to this character. This is the longest I think it's taken me to really feel grounded and present in this character. Me and Abby have worked a lot outside of rehearsals, finding different exercises and ways for our characters to see ourselves, but also each other. So I would say just all of the different exercises that I've done. We've done a lot of connection exercises, love exercises, disconnection. We've just tried to find a lot of different variations of our scene work so that we can fully develop it.
Yeah, same with Joy. This has been a very fun process, but one that's taken a while for myself to get into who Olivia is. It's been a great pleasure working with Joy. We've spent a lot of time together, and I know the rest of the cast has been doing that as well. I'm really putting in the work outside of rehearsal so you can come in and play, because Shakespeare is beautiful language. It's play. Mm-hmm. It's lifting everything. And really, again, that word elegance and fresh, it's giving that beauty to the story and all of the words that we're really trying to get there. So
being able to try to uplift the poetry, but still have people feel the humanity and the groundedness has been the thing that I've been trying to balance the most.
Not so lofty, it's unreal.
Yes. And I think we're at the point now where we are able to play. And that's what's most important. I know last night we had sort of a run of the first act, and I was really, really just trying to focus on play and enjoyment.
And even though this is a language that is hundreds of years outdated, I always say that the language that isn't outdated is human connection and human emotion. So even if you can't fully understand maybe a Shakespeare phrase or what "make me a willow cabin at your gate and call upon my soul" means, at least you can understand the human emotion that we have to it and the connection that we have and the intent behind it.
Mm-hmm. Would you say this production is pretty easy? easy for the non-Shakespearean connoisseur to get into?
I think so. I mean, we see stories like this all the time, whether it be in like modern media, she's the man, whatever. So all of these love triangles, mistaken identities, taking jokes just a little bit too far, they happen in our everyday lives. And even if you don't get all of the words that we say, I think you're going to be able to pick up on the connections that we're making on stage.
And when can people come and see that show?
12th Night at the Dobbins Conservatory opens on November 20th. We're open from November 20th to the 23rd. We have performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Thank you guys, both of you, so much for coming in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Exposition, and I will see you next time.